today, Amnesty International and 12 other civic groups that have a regional mandate in Southern Africa met to discuss, or rather carry out, a policy dialogue on promoting migration policies that are informed by human rights, as well as dealing with strategies of combating xenophobia, which, as you know, is rife in South Africa, but is also manifested across the continent from Cape to Cairo. And today's focus was about dealing with regional mechanisms. Our idea was to highlight the role that migration has played in the history of Southern Africa in general, and South Africa in particular, and how South Africa is intricately linked to this history of migration in terms of its economy.
Are you lobbying African leaders to consider some of the issues that you were debating today? How are you doing it?
Yes, we certainly are engaging with African governments individually, but we are also engaging with sub-regional bodies, both in terms of SADC, but most importantly in terms of the African Union, because this is a pan-African problem.